Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals has ruled that the Pensacola, Florida cross will stand. This is a big victory for religious freedom and for religious monuments across the country. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver. Joining me is Matt Barber. This is an amazing case. Liberty Counsel, Matt, filed an amicus brief in this case. It's out of Pensacola, Florida. And by the way, Pensacola, Florida was founded, many people don't realize this, before St. Augustine, Florida. Many people think that St. Augustine is the oldest city. It's the oldest continual city. And what happened was, originally, Pensacola was founded before St. Augustine, and a cross was erected, just like it was erected in St. Augustine. And what happened is, sometime shortly after that, a hurricane came, and they decided to change location. So they moved over to St. Augustine, and they established a permanent fort and settlement there. So this cross literally goes back to the founding of this, you know, going back to the 15, 1600s. Now, this particular cross began in 1941, the one that we're looking at right now. It was the National Youth Administration that placed a wooden cross in the Pensacola's Bayview Park to be the focal point of an annual Easter sunrise service. And it was held annually by the JCs. In 1969, the wooden cross was replaced by a 34-foot concrete version. The cross has been a popular gathering place now for over 75 years and is one of over 170 displays in Pensacola's parks commemorating the city's history and culture. But as you could expect, in 2016, the Freedom From Religion Foundation sued the city, claiming the cross was offensive and it violated the Constitution. Now, one other thing. The Court of Appeals ultimately ruled to strike it down. That was going to remove the cross. But in the meantime, the case was petitioned to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court had another case involving another cross in another state. This is the Blandinsburg Peace Cross in Maryland. And you remember what happened in that case, the 40-foot cross there ultimately was upheld by a 7-2 decision. And the Supreme Court said to this Court of Appeals in the Pensacola Cross case, you've got to reconsider your case. We're going to set aside that ruling, and you got to look at it again in light of what we just said. And the Court of Appeals did, and they said, now the court has spoken, and this does not violate the Constitution. The cross will remain.
And one of the interesting nuances there is the court made it clear that the so-called lemon test, which I know is, you're a big fan of the lemon test, was not useful for cases involving ceremonial, celebratory, or commemorative monuments that include religious imagery. So what does that mean? What is the lemon test?
Well, the lemon test comes from the name of a case called Lemon versus Kurtzman. It ultimately created a test. Then it got modified by Justice O'Connor. And basically, it was something that they tried to use in place of the First Amendment, and it fostered as many yays as nays. In other words, you could find any judge to say one thing or another because there was really no objective application to this test. Sometimes the courts used it, sometimes they didn't. I know, for example, when I argued the Ten Commandments case out of Kentucky, the other case that was argued the same day, decided the same day, was out of Texas. In the Texas case, they did not use the lemon test. This is the Supreme Court. And in my case, they did use the lemon test. We had asked the court back then to overrule the lemon test. They didn't do it then. They should have done it way back then in 2005. But they ultimately continued it. And the reason, I think, is because that was O'Connor's last few days on the bench. In fact, that case was handed down, I believe, on a Tuesday, and she ultimately announced her retirement on a Thursday. And O'Connor was not about to leave the court with her favorite lemon test that she modified being overturned.
Yeah, she made lemons out of lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was a test that they created that has nothing to do with the First Amendment.
Nothing at all. And I love the language and the decision here. The justice has adopted what, quote, a strong presumption of constitutionality for longstanding monuments. So that's powerful language coming from the Supreme Court, a strong presumption of constitutionality. It doesn't get much clearer than that.
Yeah, and the Supreme Court in the Blandenburg's Maryland Peace Cross case said regarding that cross, quote, the cross is undoubtedly a Christian symbol. The cross does not offend the Constitution. And obviously, then they told that court below, you struck down that cross, but we're going to put your decision aside. We're going to let you have another crack at it, but you need to look at it in light of what we just said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they just said made it pretty evident what they had to do. And so they ultimately reconvened, reconsidered it, and they ultimately ruled in favor of this cross. So this cross, you know, like I said, this particular one, the concrete version, 34-foot cross, has been there for over 75 years. And what ultimately happened is it survived multiple hurricanes. There have been some major hurricanes that hit this Pensacola area. I remember back in the 90s, one of the hurricanes hit Pensacola, and I was doing our commercial law practice at the time. And I was flying in the plane that we had for the law firm to go into the Pensacola area for some depositions and hearings. And I remember flying over the coastline, and the coastline was just, it's just all sand. All the houses were gone. They were wiped out because of this massive destructive hurricane. But guess what stood? The cross. The cross survived multiple hurricanes, even when everything around it was decimated. But it almost didn't survive the courts.
Yeah.
And it was by the skin of the teeth, if you will. Because the court had actually ruled it unconstitutional.
Right.
You have to bulldoze that thing.
You had to get
and it just so happened that
the Supreme
Court took another cross case at the same time.
That's why I've often said, and you said it, the courts almost caused it to come down. That's true in part, but it's those who brought the case. It's groups like the ACLU, these anti-Christian organizations this is why I say they're engaging in religious cleansing. Taking a bulldozer to these monuments, these crosses, these World War I, World War II monuments, that's nothing short of religious cleansing and whitewashing our Judeo-Christian heritage and history in this country. They're trying to reinvent an America in their own secular humanist self-image, and they're trying to use and abuse the judicial system and activist courts to accomplish that goal.
Now, I don't know where Kennedy would have come down on this particular case. It was 7-2, so it was a big majority at the U.S. Supreme Court. And this one was 3-0 at the Court of Appeals in Pensacola. They had no choice. But the Supreme Court case was 7-2. I don't know where Kennedy would have come down. However, I do know that Kennedy had a statement in one of his opinions many years ago about how crosses are different. So he might have come down the other way. Could have been a 6-3, I don't know, decision. Who knows? But at any rate, what is important is that it does matter who's on these courts. And we have two nominees that have been confirmed under President Trump, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And obviously, they were in that 7 majority. It's important who serves on that court because we're not asking for a Republican or a Democrat. That's political. You know, sometimes you talk about conservative judges. Well, what we're talking about is constitutionalist judges,
mm-hmm.
judges that will just simply interpret the Constitution. Don't make these silly tests like the lemon test. Just interpret the First Amendment. It's a fairly simple thing in this context. This was never an establishment of religion. The founders would never think that they were bulldozing all these monuments across the country. Just interpret the Constitution. Fairly straightforward. Don't be an activist judge. And you know what? If people don't like the result, then the people have a process in the Constitution. It's very hard, but you can amend it.
Amend
but it's
it.
Not the right of judges or justices. Great decision. And these kinds of cases will be continuing around the country. The bulldozers, are turning off their engines because the Supreme Court has told them to stand down on these religious monuments. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Liberty Counsel was involved in filing an amicus brief in this case, and we have filed many, many cases all over the country defending and advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and family. For more information about your rights, or if you know of anything in your community, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.